From the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C., this is Marijuana Policy This Week. I'm Chris Goldstein. This week's topic, marijuana possession arrests fueled drug war, a study says. More information on these stories is available at norml.org. From Washington, D.C., marijuana possession arrests fuel drug war, a study says. Marijuana possession arrests have increased dramatically over the past decade and now cost taxpayers an estimated $4 billion annually, according to a study published in the February issue of the Harm Reduction Journal. Researchers at the Sentencing Project in Washington, D.C. found that arrests for marijuana offenses, primarily simple possession, increased by 113% between 1990 and 2002, while drug arrests for non-marijuana offenses increased by only 10%. Authors further noted that this dramatic increase in annual marijuana arrests coincided with a significant decline in arrests for cocaine and heroin offenses. Today, nearly 50% of all drug arrests are for marijuana-related offenses. Less than 30% of drug arrests are for cocaine and/or heroin. Among those annually arrested on marijuana charges, 1 in 18 receive a felony conviction, authors found, adding that the overwhelming majority of those arrested end up having their charges dismissed or adjudicated as a misdemeanor. Quote, "Roughly $4 billion per year is being dedicated to minor marijuana offenses," close quote, the authors conclude. They continue, quote, "Our analysis indicates that the war on drugs in the 1990s was essentially a war on marijuana," close quote. This has been Marijuana Policy This Week from the Normal Foundation in Washington, D.C. More information on these stories is available at norml.org. Stay tuned every week for Marijuana Policy This Week right here on this station. I'm Chris Goldstein.